You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Seeing is believing, so see for yourself. Now Oxidol washes your clothes whiter than ever before. Yes, now there's a new Oxidol, new white Oxidol, and it gives you the whitest wash in Oxidol history. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. You won't want to let a single wash day go by before you try this sensational new Oxidol, because you'll get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had in your life. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right, it's white. Now you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, and always be sure of that wonderful new Oxidol whiteness. And what's more, as long as you use new white Oxidol, this amazing whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes. New white Oxidol is truly safe for your washable color, too. Colored towels, everyday dresses, and tablecloths come out looking even brighter. Once you see the brilliant white wash, the beautifully bright wash you get with new white Oxidol, you'll never be without this new wash day soap. So get a package now. Your dealer has it. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with Procter & Gamble's new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, it's 12 o'clock noon on one of the most exciting days in Rushville Center's history. An unidentified man fell to his death last night from the window of one of the rooms occupied by Ann Morrison over at the hotel. And all the town knows is that Alfred Sinclair told Constable Jim Tookie he'd been up with Ann when the stranger came in waving a gun and trying to hold him up. There'd been a tussle, and the man wound up going out the window to his death. Now, we know, of course, that Mr. Sinclair wasn't there. It was Joseph who was with Ann. And both she and Mr. Sinclair have asked him, please, to say nothing about the incident. Well, as we said, it's noon. Ma's been over at the lumberyard all morning. She tried to phone Mr. Sinclair, but he wasn't in his room. And now she's gone down to the bank to make a deposit and is about to leave when, well, listen.
Well, well, good morning, Ma Perkins.
Oh, Banker Pendleton. Good morning, Augustus.
Well, I'm glad to see that someone is tending to business as usual. From the traffic we've had, I think that most of the town is under the impression this is the 4th of July and we're closed.
I had a few checks lined down at the lumberyard for some time. I figured I was coming downtown anyway. Just as well for you to have them as me. Well, how's Matilda and Gladys?
Gladys is a sick girl this morning, Ma Perkins.
Gladys? Heavens to Betsy, what's ailing her?
Ailing her? Any other young woman without Gladys' strength of mind and will would this morning have been a raving lunatic. Walking along, minding your own business, and then have the night torn wide open with the sounds of shooting and a man screaming. Look up and there's a body falling through the air like a ton of lead.
Oh, that's right. It slipped my mind that Gladys was the first to know about it. Oh, land. Land, the poor child. That must have been a real shock.
Yeah, we might have known that something like this would happen. Throwing open our doors, bearing our private lives to the likes of them.
Augustus, you mean Mr. Sinclair and Miss Morrison?
Just trash, that's all. The audacity and the effrontery to come and attempt to write about us. Stand up high and mighty. Decide what is and what isn't Rushville Center, and what's right and what's wrong about us.
Why, heavens to Betsy, Augustus.
Now, you've been such a stout defender of them, too. Especially that Mr. Sinclair. Now it comes out that he was responsible for killing a man.
Augustus, I only heard about last night secondhand so far, but there ain't no one that's put what happened last night in that light. Killing. Except you, now.
Well, the story hasn't all been told yet.
Oh, well, I was just going over to the hotel.
To see him? That's Mr. Sinclair? Well, he'll be there. He isn't running away. I'll be walking over there, too, in a few minutes in that direction. There's going to be a special hearing over at town hall to get all the facts for once. Now, we're not at all satisfied that what we've been told so far is the whole story.
I guess people are listening and all the clerks. Isn't there someplace that we could talk in private?
Well, what I'm saying to you, Ma, I intend to say again and again, there's nothing secret to it.
I know, but you're already passing sentence against it. You're saying that a man was killed, making it sound like he was thrown to his death.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me none.
Augustus, Leander Goshen, I'm not going to stand here and let you use me as an excuse to go on saying the kind of things out loud that you have been saying. If you want to talk, let's do it someplace private where you don't go influencing people and needlessly exciting them.
Well, I can assure you, Ma, that every employee of this bank knows by now precisely how I feel about last night's death and about your Mr. Sinclair and Miss Morrison.
I have no doubt of that, Augustus. The employees here and all the others that you've been able to reach this morning. But if you want to talk about last night to me, we'll do it where we can talk without being overheard.
Well, I don't know why I should humor you.
Well, that's for you to decide, I guess.
Well, very well. We can go in the back room. Here's now. The hardest job Constable Jim Tookie's had around here is going to find something to keep himself occupied so as not to die of boredom. And now here, all of a sudden, less than 2 short weeks, he's got 2 cases. Disturbing the peace and... Now a death. Come on. We can go in here.
Thank you, Augustus. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
No, let's not waste time with apologies. Now, Ma, I'm not here to talk to you as an individual, but as a citizen of Rushville Center. Now, a man was killed last night, and the news of it got out. It was in the newspaper over to Fort William this morning, right on page 1.
Leander Goshen.
And it's in other newspapers all over the place. A couple of months ago, we were all excited. Rushville Center was at last going to move into its place under the sun. It was our golden opportunity, being named America's typical town. Fine typical town we're turning out to be.
Oh, Land, I agree. It's horrible what's happened. But
Perhaps right from the start that you may have been well-intentioned, but you just haven't thought to the best interest of the town, Ma. Now, I wouldn't, of course, ever say such a thing out in public, but it's the truth, Ma. From the first day that Mr. Sinclair and Miss Morrison came to this town, you just let them two get the impression that Rushville Center is just a happy-go-lucky, do-what-you-please sort of a place. Now we're reaping the harvest. Think of it. 2 people, strangers, come to a place to write it up, a whole book, mind you. And they never once come around asking for advice. How we want the story written. No. They're just too good, that's all. They do things their own way. Now I ask you, Ma. In all the years in this town, have you ever heard of any man falling to his death? And that's not all. Here, 2 people come to town. And then all of a sudden, a man appears on the scene. Nobody knows who he is. He just gets off the train, comes over to the hotel, takes a room, goes upstairs. And the next thing we know, they're shooting and they're screaming. He falls out of a window. He lands practically at my daughter's feet, so she's just about ready to have a nervous breakdown. Oh, Jim Tookie found a canceled railroad ticket in this man's pocket from Pittsburgh. Now, do you mean to tell me, Ma Perkins, that a man came all that way just to hold up 2 people? If he was intent on holding up anybody, a man can find a darn sight more prospects in a big city than he can right here.
Augustus, I don't understand why you're telling me all of this. Are you hoping maybe that I can shed some light?
No, Ma, that's not the reason I'm talking to you. It's not at all the reason. I'm telling you because Mr. Sinclair will listen to you, so you can tell him. He could run roughshod over our law and order a week ago when Joseph had that little set to over at the restaurant. But this time, he's not getting away with it.
Why, Augustus...
I'm acting out of a sense of decency and duty to my hometown.
Well, that's... to be praised, Augustus, but...
Mr. Sinclair couldn't be bothered using the mayor's committee to help him write his story about Rushville Center. Well, the mayor's committee is going to be bothered with him and see that he doesn't smear the name of our town. He or his Miss Morrison.
Augustus...
Now, the mayor's committee and the town council have held a hearing this morning. Now, we're going to hire special detectives if need be. We're going to find out who that fellow was who was killed last night. And we're going to find out just what happened upstairs at the hotel. We're going to find out the truth. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this is that you've got a lot of influence around here. Now, if a crime was committed last night, Ma, someone's got to pay for it. Now, I don't want you to be, found guilty of siding with the wrong man. That's all I had in mind, Ma. We've had our little differences through the years, but I always felt that I owed it to you to tell you the situation. Now, one thing, Ma, I've always respected your integrity and your motives. Now, Ma, if you're going down towards Town Hall, there's going to be a hearing. Constable's holding it.
No, thank you, Augustus.
Well, if you'd rather not be there, I know how you must feel.
No. No, Augustus, you don't know how I feel. I've always said through the years that no matter what folks have done or how they've acted, whether to me or others, I've found something of good in them.
Good? Oh, I see. You're still taking sides against your own kind and people, are you, Ma?
My own kind, Augustus.
Very well. And we can't look for your cooperation even now.
I haven't got any kind. People are my kind, Augustus, just people. I don't like to say this, but you sound like a man who's mad with hate.
Now, that's enough, Ma. We'll not go into name-calling. Your friend, Mr. Sinclair, is a specialist in it, I know.
Mr. Sinclair is a gentleman, Augustus.
Yes? Well, if I have my way, we'll hang his real title on him. Murderer. Go ahead, Ma. You can go to him if you want to.
Yes, I am going to him, Augustus. And proudly. Mr. Sinclair is a real person. And he's my friend. I'm going to him, and proud of it.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
White is right. And you'll want to see that new Oxydol white in your own clothes. So you want new white Oxydol. Yes, now there's a new Oxydol, a whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. It washes clothes whiter than ever before, the whitest wash in Oxydol history. Your dealer has new white Oxydol now, so don't miss it. Try it any day. Dry your clothes anywhere, even inside. You'll get the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever seen. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
And what's more, that whiteness lasts for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxydol. And just see how your colored clothes sparkle when they're washed in new white Oxydol. It's truly safe. New white Oxydol is the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. Try it next wash day. New white Oxydol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, Banker Pendleton seemed determined to make a good deal out of what happened last night at the Rushville Center House. And Ma Perkins is equally determined to stand by Alfred Sinclair. Well, we'll hear how she does it tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren speaking for Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.